Our phones are open if you'd like to weigh in on what's happening around our country and also the Breonna Taylor case and the decision by the grand jury not to press forward with any charges on the officers for the death of Breonna Taylor. Joining us now to talk a little bit more about this, our iHeartRadio correspondent, Jack Crumley, who's been following this overnight and is up in the area. Jack, good morning. Welcome in. Thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, I was following this as late as I could last night before I had to nod off and get to sleep. But last I saw and heard that the decision was made not to indict these officers. Yeah, the eruption around our country with protests. Two officers shot. They've got the suspect in custody now, as we've heard. I think they ought to charge him with attempted murder, police officer, and whatever that carries. You know, throw the book at this guy. As far as I'm concerned, our judicial system is not perfect. It's the best probably in the world and the best we've got. And it followed all the facts for the grand jury to make their decision. So people reacting and overreacting based on rumors and emotion versus facts in this country has got to come to a close. But the latest on what you've got for us this morning through all of this last night.
Louisville police had been bracing for levels of protest and unrest. They had blocked off many streets downtown in anticipation of whatever the announcement from the grand jury was going to be when that came down yesterday. It's also important to remember that Louisville's been seeing protests for months now. The area around Jefferson Square Park has seen people protesting in the relatively immediate aftermath of Breonna Taylor being killed back in March. And then things were galvanized a bit with the death of George Floyd. Protest last night, Louisville instituted a 9 p.m. curfew. Shortly before that curfew kicked in, there were two Louisville Metro police officers who were shot. They both suffered non-life-threatening injuries. They're both in the hospital, expected to recover. At least one person arrested specifically for that shooting. And then we did have several dozen other people who were taken into custody overnight.
Yeah, last I saw, the governor had, brought the National Guard in and was not ignoring the fact that there was violence going on. And I thought that that was good. He's a Democratic governor. There's been some talk that they were kind of ignoring things and just letting them happen. After that shooting took place, it seems everything got kind of calm again. And, I fell asleep at that point. What's the anticipation today in Louisville as far as protesters go and the amount of law enforcement and National Guard to prevent any more serious activity or violence?
I think that there's every expectation that there will be more protesting again today. Whether or not there's a degree of violence that kicks in is going to be largely dependent on everyone involved. Before the announcement of charges was made, city leaders held a news conference of their own talking about the way that officers would be deployed. There were faith leaders talking about having de-escalation teams out in the public to try to calm things down if things do flare up. Churches were planning on having their doors open for a place for people to go, maybe to get something out of their systems emotionally or just to maybe find a little bit of peace. So this is something that the city has been preparing for really for months, and then certainly in the immediate run-up, some moves were made and announced before the grand jury's decision was made public.
All right. Jack Crumley, thank you so much for the update this morning. It's 6-